Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about, well, it's really me who's going to talk, wholesaling SFRs in 2018 by the numbers, how I like it.
And I'm going to try to make it somewhat entertaining.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Jason asks, when it comes to selling property, would you recommend letting the seller pay with credit card? And if so, what is the best credit card service that you recommend to use and get the best use out of it? Wouldn't it be easier to just completely avoid credit cards?
I have so much to say about this.
Because sellers aren't usually paying. You're paying a seller. So I'm assuming he means buyers.
Let me be incredibly clear, and I'm not joking around.
Right.
You absolutely have to take credit cards.
Yep.
It is a game-changing, business-changing event. If you do not accept credit cards, you're going to lose 80% of your buyers.
Yeah.
People are used to buying stuff online, and real estate's no different.
Yep.
Here's the problem. Credit card companies do not like the risk associated with real estate. In fact, they'll cut you off. Until now, Jill and I have spent over a year dealing with a company called Heartland Payment Systems. They are the bank or processor that's in between Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and credit card companies like Apple Pay, Blue Pay, Stripe, PayPal. They literally are behind PayPal. So,
and now they're behind us.
And they're behind us. So Jill and I asked them to develop a department, an individual department to manage the people for real estate. So if you call Heartland, you're gonna have to go through what we went through, which took a year. Or you can call
a year and a lot of no's.
We're about to put it on the landinvestors.com instructions to and who to call there. On the landinvestors.com website, but if you email either one of us, I'll send you in fact, just email me, jack@landinvestors.com, and I'll get you pointed to the exact person that they have that's going to handle this, that is handling it for everybody. We've got multiple people per day signing up for this, so this is not meant to be a commercial, and honestly, it's just really timely. So, and they're 60% less than actually Stripe is, and Stripe was the best. We've been using Stripe for quite some time, but they've made it known recently that they do not want to process real estate transactions online. So we think we've solved it.
Yep. And you need to do that. So back to what he's saying. You know, and here's my thing,
too. We don't make any money on this, by the way. We're just trying to help.
Because you want them to pay online. It's just the easiest thing. Worst case scenario, if you're new and you're starting out, let's put it this way, too. You're new, you're starting out, you're going through this process, you're dying to do it. You've got some property for sale and your person wants to pay right now. There's nothing wrong with them wiring money. There's nothing wrong with them
writing a check.
Exactly. Whatever you're comfortable with accepting, I would accept. Because you don't want to make it hard for them. That's the whole point here. Whether we're buying or we're selling, we set out to make it extremely easy for our customer to complete the transaction. If they're afraid of recording a property, I will charge a fee and record it for them. It's not hard. It's really easy.
So make no mistake, we don't buy property this way. We buy property by, we send a notary to their door. You know, we have a company called TitleMind, which we started, that processes all of our transactions. And they can process yours too. Again, it's not a commercial. I'm just saying we buy property through traditional mechanism because we're in control of the deal and the seller's already said yes, and the seller doesn't, they don't accept credit cards anyway. It just wouldn't make sense. I'm just trying to be real clear, Jill.
Exactly.
If you have a question or you'd like to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, wholesaling SFR, single family residences in 2018 by the numbers. This is the meat of the show. So before I get into anything, you know, a new endeavor, or we do a tremendous amount of research. Jill's nauseous at the amount of research that I do.
Mm-hmm. I leave.
To get into anything, right. And, but, you know, at the end of it, she's like, if it's good, or if you've decided that we're going to do it. Yeah.
That's my thing. By the time Jack comes to me and says, all right, I think we should do this, then I'm like, okay, because I know what you did to it. I know what you put into it. So thank you, Jack.
Of all these companies, there's only been one that really just didn't work out the way we thought.
I mean,
we're like 40 for one.
Don't I say, and please don't discount that one, because I'm not done with that one. It hasn't had the Jill touch. So let me add it for a little while.
So I asked, you know, you sit around and you say, you know what? It's late in 2017. What can I look at on the internet? What kind of data can I check out to see if this is going to work? You know, if I want to get into this, if I want to buy SFRs in 18, and if so, like, where should I do it? Should I do it in Texas? Should I do it in Maryland? Should I do it in Connecticut? So I went and pulled a tremendous amount of, I pulled census data. You know, the government has a ridiculous amount of data for free. Whether it's accurate or not, we don't know, but at least we're working off all of us are working off the same data. So I ran the scenario, and I looked at the number of detached properties in the country. This is 2010 census data, because it happens every 10 years. And so I just added, I ballparked it and added, you know, there's population growth. So there's, long story short, there's 70 million detached properties in the country. It's a little closer to 75 million now because of the 2010 census. But if you just run our historic numbers, and you 50% of those do not have mortgages, and for every 1,500 to 2,500 letters we send out, we buy a house. And those are, and we buy it for, you know, 50 to 60 to 70% of what it's actually worth. If I do that in Alabama, and I pick on Alabama because it's the first state, you know, it starts with the letter A, and I mail every single house out, there's 1.3 million houses. And I hit the strike percentage that I typically hit, we're going to buy 477 houses there.
I'll keep you busy.
That's one state, one mailing.
Right.
Where you're hitting those buyers at the right time.
Excuse me.
If I mark those houses up.
477 houses. I'm trying to think how long I can keep you busy.
I'm not going to bore everybody by just reading numbers on that show. But that's the short of it is I buy 477 houses. I mark them up $20,000 and I make $10 million.
Wow.
That's one state. And I'm here to tell you, if you wait 6 months and send it out again, you're going to get the same numbers.
Yeah.
It's not just one off, one year. Oh, I'm done with Alabama forever. I got it. The well's dry. It happens every single year.
What is it? 7% of the yield? So it's a small number.
It's 0.07.
0.07. Excuse me. 0.07.
It's not 7% of the mailings that we send out.
Got it.
Oh, you're looking over my shoulder.
I am looking over your shoulder. You got my attention, Jack.
Really?
Yeah.
Am I impressing you?
You are.
It's hard to do.
Yeah, I'm. You impress me all the time, Jack. You know that. You are so smart.
You know, men try to impress women all the time. They don't even know it.
You do.
Women are just like, oh my God, get out of here with that.
Do.
Put that away.
Wow. Whoa, hello. Okay. Wonder what he's talking about. Okay.
Let's pick another state California. Oh my God, California.
By the way, before you say California, I want to just thank you for doing this because I read a lot of other online communities that are not ours, other real estate online communities. And a lot of the word is everybody's preparing for the sky to be falling.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? Hold on, everyone.
Well, the sky fell in 2011, remember?
Right.
What happened to us then?
We're still here.
We're still here.
Yeah.
Did we make buckets of money? No. Did we buy some super cheap real estate? Yeah.
Yep.
That's what happened.
Did I sell some assets for maybe not what I wanted to, but I still made some profit? Yes. Why was I okay with that? Because I bought it right. And we paid cash. Next.
We were not.
Sorry.
Oh my gosh. It was like a show earlier this week. You're in charge.
Leadership.
Jill's in charge.
Get over it.
Oh, geez.
I'm sorry.
Next stop, woo. Drill Sergeant.
Woo, no.
So let's take another state real quick. I don't know, Illinois. There's 2.8.
Dude, I want you to do California, but go ahead. Get back.
Oh, okay.
Do California last for me, please.
So Illinois.
Okay.
In 2000 and... Now, bear in mind, this is just detached houses. you know, there's data for attached houses like condos, but there's way more condos than there are detached houses, by the way. There's mobiles. There's apartment buildings. And there's land. There's more land than any of it combined. This is just houses. The key here is, you know, so I can hear everybody right now like, wait a minute, you're making this sound too easy. Jack, what's the bad news, all right? Why doesn't everybody do this? Here's the deal. You have to know how to price your mailer. You have to know how to send out a mailer. You have to get educated. That's what we do here at Land Academy. We show you exactly how to send a mailer out correctly to get the results that we get. Mm-hmm. Is it going to happen overnight? No. If you send out postcards and say, hey, I'd love to talk about buying your property. Is it going to work? No. You have to send offers with a dollar amount, and you have to have a bunch of money, or a person who has a bunch of money and understands this process behind you, because when they come back, you want to close the deal. And if you're smart, you'll have a buyer for it right after it happens. So let's get back to the numbers. In Illinois, in 2010, there were 2.8 million detached houses, which probably ends up being around 3 million. If you mail out every single property, you know, 50% of the properties aren't going to have a mortgage. That's just a fact. That's a national fact. 50%. And there's ways to mail out properties that do have mortgages, but I'm just being super simple and conservative here.
Uh-huh.
It ends up being about 1.5 million properties that don't have mortgages. So you're going to, and you yield, same yield, 0.07%. So less than 1%.
That you're going to buy, so it's conservative.
Right, very conservative. Our numbers are way better than this.
Right.
You're going to buy 1,000 houses.
That's awesome.
And you're going to mark them up $20,000. You're not going to get greedy. You're not going to try to squeeze the juice out of every single transaction and get this top dollar. You don't want to do that. You want buyers for life, wholesale buyers for life.
Right.
You're going to make $20 million.
That's awesome.
Well, how much does it cost, Jack? How much does it cost to send out that many letters? I'll answer that. It's in the Illinois example, it's 1.5 million houses that are going to get a letter from you.
Yeah.
It costs 50 cents a letter if you do it through offers to owners.
Mm-hmm.
Ballpark, about 50 cents.
Right.
It's going to cost, would you spend $750,000, Jill, to make 20 million?
Let me think. Yes. Because I know it's not like it's a lottery ticket.
You'd have to be a special kind of kook to send those all out at once, because sure, there's no way you could manage it.
Correct.
You need a call center in India, and then you don't want to do that either.
Exactly.
So this is my point. There's a lot of details to this. It's a fantastic business. That's all we teach. But you got to do it right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can make all the mistakes. You could spend 20 years and make all the mistakes we made.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
So that's, you know, California.
Give me California.
This is detached houses now. Not condos, not land, and not mobiles. And mobiles are for a different topic, because your numbers on mobiles are triple what they are in regular houses. 7 million houses in 2010, just below 7. So half of that.
Wow.
You know, 7.5 million is an accurate number for this day and age. Cut those in half with the mortgage rule. 3.7 million houses. You purchased over 2,500 properties. Yeah. And those are all real numbers.
Yeah.
In fact, they're real conservative. Here's what's not real. Are you going to mark up a house in California $20,000 or $200,000?
Exactly.
At $20,000, if you mark it up, you make $50 million.
Right.
If you mark it up to, you know, $100,000, let's just be real conservative.
Yeah.
This is me typing. You make $250 million, $250 million.
Wow.
I'm not joking about this.
Yeah.
I am not joking about these numbers.
So wait.
It's staggering.
So if I do it all wrong, I only made $125 million.
Yeah. Yeah. If you do half of what
I did it all wrong, I only did half. I only make $125 million.
Or maybe you just do 5 deals.
Darn.
And you make $500,000.
Exactly.
5 deals in some suburb of Los Angeles.
I'm with you.
So, I'm not selling anything here. I'm just telling you these are the facts, and I don't know why everybody doesn't do this.
Yeah. That's okay. We will.
And if it all crashes tomorrow, you, all your doomsday people, you're going to do what Jill and I do. You're going to now even buy it for less and even sell it for less.
Yeah.
And you're going to do less deals.
And you're still going to have a good margin in there, mm-hmm. and you're going to be great because you know how to buy it.
And it's not going to change your lifestyle because you didn't, when times were good, you didn't buy stupid cars and get a huge house payment or any of that stuff. You were smart. You did what Jill said, and you live way below your means.
Right. I'm waiting for you to throw in you didn't get married and you didn't have kids.
That always helps. You know, you bring that up more than me.
Because I know it's coming. Oh, boy.
All right. Have I sufficiently bored everyone?
Those are good numbers.
I try to keep it, you know, I could do this for 4 hours and really get into exactly how to do it and why, but.
Jack, those are great numbers. I'm really glad that you know what? I read the title and I went, this is going to be interesting. And you know what? It was very interesting and I'm glad that you shared with us. So thank you.
Get some mail out. That's the moral of this story.
Yep.
Join us in the next episode where we discuss staying motivated by Jill.
Yay!
That's her counterbalance to my boring number situation.
Oh, yes. And we answered Jared's question about multiple mailers.
Yeah, if you're not alone. Well, you are not alone.
I'm alone.
What are you talking about?
Just kidding.
Couldn't be less alone.
I'm joking.
Jill could not be less alone.
I know.
In her real estate ambition.
Thank you, Jack. You're right. That's a good show.
It was.
Yeah,
it just turned out better than I thought.
Yeah, those are good numbers. So that you, I quickly had to look over your shoulder and start looking at the numbers, and I'm still glancing at some of the properties. Is it Michigan or what's that?
Well, I kicked it.
Yeah, Michigan's got a lot of numbers there.
Yeah.
I mean, the states that you could pick up 1,000 properties, easy. There's several. Pennsylvania. Look at that. Texas. I mean, these are some great. These are great. This is great information. You know what? That would be awesome to share.
That spreadsheet?
Yeah. I might have to talk you into doing that. That's a good one.
I'm happy to share the spreadsheet. I mean, we're going to, with the live education.
Oh, yeah.
This is the kind of stuff
perfect
we're going to talk
gonna
about.
Do. It's going to be awesome.
You know, if this doesn't motivate you, if someone is sitting there and just saying, oh, whatever, there's no way that could happen.
Do the math yourself.
If anybody who's been in this business, all of our members, the successful members that we have, know this. And they all said it in the beginning, and we changed their mind. One of the biggest things that you have to overcome is making people believe that this isn't a joke.
Right. That's exactly. Well,
they
I have
just
two
don't
things.
Believe it.
We know
and
what else?
Sure this whole show is probably fiction for most people.
Right. I have two things. I have to, number one, they have to get in and do a deal, and they go, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Then they flip up their first price. They go, oh, that did work. Oops, I'm eating my words. Yeah, I'm telling you, it really works. That is number one. Number two, I also have the problem when I'm selling properties because I'm selling it so cheap, they almost don't believe me. Why is it so cheap? I'm like, well, you know what? I can add to it if you want, but I'm just passing it on because I'm a wholesaler.
What's wrong with it?
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it's funny.
They almost don't believe me because they're like, this can't be right. And they're like, oh my gosh, this is right. I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to tell you. You know?
When I was a little kid, my parents bought my childhood house for $13,000. You know, I don't remember that. They bought it before I was born. Mm-hmm. And they sold it for $187,000. And this was like when I was in seventh grade. So, you know, because I went to high school somewhere else.
Right.
Because when you're that age, that's all you care about. It's like, well, I don't want to leave my school.
Exactly.
And so, but I remember my dad telling me this right after we moved. I'm like, why the hell are we moving? This is a pain. And he said, well, look, I had 13, 187. I said, well, why don't you buy 13 houses then? Mm-hmm. And I never got off that. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't remember what his answer was, but I'm like, this is what I want to do then. If you can buy them for 13 and sell them for 187, then I want to do like 5,000 deals.
Exactly.
And here we are.
Eggs, here we are.
Here we are in 2017, and that's what we're doing.
Exactly. Preparing everyone for 18. So if you like our show and you like those numbers, please subscribe and rate us on iTunes or wherever you are listening.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued houses.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.